Well,
we were going to talk to Paul Seedsman, but he's otherwise engaged, I should say. He's
Moving got house.
Something else on, and he's a bit busy. So we've stepped into the next guy, who's one of our great friends here at the 5AA Sports Show. His name's Tommy Lynch. Tommy, how are you, mate?
Good, fellas. How are you doing?
Tommy, hey. Good. Now, how are you feeling right now? Often first day back at training. It's a pretty tough one. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's a big day, obviously. Getting stuck back into it. Been about time. We've had a long enough break, so the boys are pretty eager to get out there today, and everyone's pretty buggered by now. So rest up, and then I suppose we'll go again.
And a couple of time trials. Is that what you kicked it off with?
Yeah, we had a couple of time trials this morning out in at the Uni Loop, and the boys ran really well this morning. It was great to see someone else besides BB win today. So that was exciting, I guess. But got through that. A few nerves got out of the way, and now we can get really stuck into the preseason.
So in the absence of VB, it was Mitch Grigg and Jake Kelly. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly right. So VB's obviously coming back from that injury and on a bit of a modified program today. But those boys ran outstanding. And a lot of other guys ran some PBs and did really well. So overall, I know the coaches are really happy that the boys have come back in good shape, and hopefully that puts the right step forward and do another good, strong pre-season.
Now, I'm sure you can remember back to your first day's training when you come to a new club. How did some of the new players go? Wayne Miller, Menzel, Seedsman, they all perform well?
Yeah. I mean, I've been there twice, but it's fantastic, obviously, to see, the enthusiasm and excitement in them, and obviously some nerves as well coming to the unknown. But, they did really well. I mean, Wayne did really well in the 2K time trial, and so did some of the other boys, and I think Paul ran really well as well. So, those boys, I mean, like all of us, glad that that's out of the way now. And, I'm sure they had a great first day, but, it's only going to get harder from here. But those boys look like fantastic young men.
Tommy, 10 new players. There's some real depth in that squad, and a bit of handshaking at the start introducing yourselves. Would have there been?
What was that, sorry?
There's 10 new players, so there's a lot of depth in the squad. There would have been a lot of handshaking at the start too, I would have thought.
There was, yeah. So the first 4-year players went back last week, so that they were able to meet all the new fellas. But even over the last few weeks, we've been able to meet some of the guys that have been traded in, because we've been back in Adelaide, obviously. But, obviously the boys that picked up in the draft the other day, and Wayne and Tom and the other boys in the rookie draft as well. So, it's just great to see the excitement on them and how pleased they are and ready to go to be involved with the Adelaide Football Club. But, it was certainly good to be back out there.
What about the new coach, Don Pike? Any nerves there?
No, he was excited as all of us were. He's been there for a week now with the first 4-year players, but everyone full compliment back on track today, and it was fantastic. Obviously having someone with the new reins and getting to know him, so I'm sure that'll just continue over the next few weeks and roll into the season.
There's no time to waste, is there, prior to Christmas? You've got a new coach. He obviously wants to get his game style across, and you've got just over 3 weeks, so it's going to be a busy period for you. You have to switch your ears on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, due to the fact we won the first final, the 5-plus-year players start back on December 1, so 3 weeks and then Christmas break. And then before you know it, the NAB Cup will roll around. But as I said before, all the boys have come back in fantastic condition, stuck to the program really well over the break. So, we can sort of get rolling from here instead of having to, work into it slowly. So it's a credit to all the boys that have come back in great nick. And I'm sure that'll hold us in good stead.
What's his mantra or early message or the stamp he wants to put on from day one, Tom?
We're working through it at the minute. I'm not going to give too much away on day one, but we know that we've got to basically put the work in, and that's something I might be able to give away. We've got to be able to put the work in to give us a chance. So there's no escaping that, and there's no hiding from hard work. So the boys prepared to do that, and I know that every year I've been here they've done so. So this year's no different. And as I said, it's fantastic. Everyone's come back and super nick. And really ready to go for another big year.
Sounds like you're going to be tight-lipped. That's fine. Flexibility seems to be the first mantra that we can gain or garnish from Don Pike or the group. He wants all your players to be able to play multiple roles, multiple positions, and have some real flexibility in the squad and the team game day, Tom.
Yeah, it seems that way a little bit. The guys were brought in and the guys were drafted have got some flexibility in the positions they can play, And also the fact that, you know, 90 rotations this year, it's going to be a little bit different, especially with four players on the bench, obviously with no vest. So you're going to have to go through multiple positions, stay out in the field longer, I think. I'm not too sure about that, but that's just my own guess. But, yeah, that just seems like the flavour of next year. You've got to be able to play multiple positions and, you know, hopefully over the next, 9 weeks of pre-season, blokes can develop into those roles.
Blokes like Menzel and Seedsman, Hampton, they've had some AFL experience. It looks to me, and many judges have said, that there's some greater depth around the place. Do you feel that that puts a bit of pressure on some of the players who maybe were, you know, just on the edge a couple of times this year?
Yeah, I think the clubs have really identified key areas in which we need to improve, and those guys obviously fill those holes. But also, you know, they've had got some great talent and have had, you know, really good careers thus far. But, you know, we're really pleased to have them at the footy club. But as you said, a sign of any good footy club is to have really good depth and really good pressure for spots. So not necessarily, they're not by any means depth players, but I think, you know, they could be right in the mix for the, you know, top 22. So, you know, we need to have a really good you know, pressure for spots and, you know, hopefully we can create that.
You might have to take next Thursday off because your mate Jimmy Pattinson could be playing in that Tassie test, Tom.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to get it off that early into the break, but you know, it was good having him here last week. I think he stitched me up a couple of times on this show, but I didn't hear that, thankfully. But yeah, no, it would be good to see him back. Obviously, had a horror run with injuries, and you know, Vix knows how much we love him, and, you know, I'm just glad that he's back playing.
Yeah, well, he said you can't cook. You're not a good host. He reckons you're the worst backyard cricketer ever, and he only went around your house because Paddy left his home theatre system there and he liked it.
he hasn't missed on too many there. He'd be pretty much spot on, so... it was good to have him over. I probably won't invite him next time.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having a chat with us, particularly at short notice. And look forward to watching you and the team hopefully have a really strong pre-season and take it in next year.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to talking again.
Good work, Tom Lynch, there. Now, how disciplined was I then? I didn't call him T-shirt Tommy because we had a number of texts and emails. Mm-hmm. Rowey, there's only one T-shirt Tommy, and it's Tom Hafey. So when you get Tom Lynch on, don't call him T-shirt Tommy or Tom Logan. So I just went, Tom, and how boring was that?
That's it. It's going
to
be.
But I listened to the listeners.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's good. They're not painted
we
on.
We were swamped. What's not painted on?
Your ears.
Well, I've only got one.
That's good. You're starting to take it on board. You're listening, which is great. And interestingly, Mitch Grigg, looked like, I've just seen a few photos of him. It looks like his body shape looks lean. Mm. And it's interesting.
You like him.
Well, I do, because he can kick. He's a great kick. He's a left footer. And to come back, and look, I know he's been up and around the place in terms of the running, but for him to come back and win the first run, that's just sort of announcing I'm pretty serious about this year, which is great news if you're a Crows fan.